We are in the exciting and ever-changing age of big data. The volume, velocity, and variety of data has been increasing multifold in recent years. Take, for instance, a factory. There could be thousands of IoT sensors, or Internet of Things sensors, in a factory, each producing petabytes of data. And now while it's great to have that much data so you can understand how our machinery is functioning and places for improvement, how can we actually process it all when we have that much? And more than just that, how can we process it all quickly and efficiently? Well, welcome to the world of Apache Spark. Hi, I'm Bridget Murtaugh, and I'm a program manager on the .NET team here at Microsoft. In this series of .NET for Apache Spark 101 videos, we're going to be diving into the exciting world of big data analytics within the .NET ecosystem. So what is Apache Spark? Apache Spark is a general-purpose distributed processing engine for analytics over large datasets, typically petabytes or terabytes of data. Put maybe a little bit more simply, Apache Spark is a great tool we can use to analyze a lot of data in a quick and easy to understand way, so you don't have to be a data science expert to use or understand it. So there's quite a few useful things that we can do with Apache Spark. For instance, there's Spark SQL, which allows us to analyze structured data, such as data stored in a CSV or in a database of some sort. There's Spark Streaming, which allows us to analyze and gain insights from data live as it's being produced. So in our factory example, we could gain meaningful insights from our data live as it's coming from our IoT sensors. So if there's some sort of malfunction in the equipment, we could detect it and go address it. There's also machine learning capabilities with Apache Spark so that we can combine the powers of big data and machine learning to get faster training or prediction. There's also visualization opportunities so that we can gain meaningful insights into our data through graphs or plotting or other visual means. So in order to understand how Apache Spark works, there's only three main components that we need to discuss. The first one is the driver. So the driver consists of the user's program. So for instance, that could be a C# console application that you've written. And it also consists of the Spark session. So the job of the Spark session is to take the user's program, so to take that C# console app, and to divide it into smaller pieces, which can be known as tasks. Those tasks will be divided among our second component, which are the executors, or the worker nodes. So each worker node is going to get its own task, and with that, it'll be able to execute a small part of our user's program. The third component of our architecture is the cluster manager, which helps manage allocation of resources and how our program overall gets divided and then executed in the end. So now that we know how Apache Spark works, it sounds great. I want to be able to use it to analyze all of my data, all of my terabytes and petabytes of data. But up until now, the popular APIs for Spark were written in languages like R and Python and Scala. But what if I want to use Apache Spark with my pre-existing .NET code or knowledge? Well, we now have a great solution, and it's known as .NET for Apache Spark. So if I go to the .NET website, which is just dot.net, I can scroll down and find the machine learning section, because we've combined the machine learning and big data sections together. So I'll go past ml.net for now, and I'll see .NET for Apache Spark. So .NET for Apache Spark is a free, open source, and cross-platform big data analytics framework. Like some of the scenarios we had mentioned earlier, like Spark SQL and streaming and machine learning, we can use .NET for Apache Spark for all of those applications. The .NET bindings for Spark are written on the Spark interop layer, designed to provide high performance for multiple languages. It's also compliant with .NET standard, meaning anywhere that you already have C# or F# code, you'll be able to use .NET for Apache Spark, meaning you can finally use big data analytics in any of your .NET code bases. And as we had mentioned, .NET for Apache Spark is open source, so you can go ahead and check out the GitHub to learn more and to contribute to the open source community there. Thanks for joining me in this video where we learned all about Apache Spark and the exciting new tool known as .NET for Apache Spark. Stay tuned to the other 101 .NET for Apache Spark videos to learn about all of the exciting applications we can start building and running using big data analytics in the .NET ecosystem.